David, Peter, and Catherine.
And I had three children, and they were all worked the way through college, all of them. Perfect.
Did they go to the U of M?
Yes, University of Minnesota.
When people with memory loss participate in tours at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, something remarkable happens. They find the words to express memories. Sheila McGuire, the director of Museum Guide Programs and creator of the Discover Your Story tour, describes the effect that looking at art can have on people with early onset of Alzheimer's disease.
When we talk about what are the benefits of the arts experience, is that people are able to go back to memories that do remain, that are stored in the brain, and it's stress-free because all they're being asked to do is use that part of the brain that still has the memories. And it's amazing to watch, but part of that means just allowing the time for that process to take place and knowing that the wait is worth it, because such amazing thoughts come out and memories.
Museum docents who lead the Discover Your Story tours receive specialized training from the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota. The docents learn strategies to evoke personal memories while presenting three pieces of art during the hour-long program. On a tour led by docent Michelle Byfield, participants reminisced about tea and coffee while she described a scene in a Chinese tea house.
The different kinds of things that we can bring in to enhance the tour are things that activate the five senses: touch, smell, taste, hearing. Sometimes music can be good too, but today I brought in different teas that had strong scents, and of course the coffee candies that tasted like coffee, silks.
Cultural institutions are responding to the needs of an aging population. As the number of people who are living into their 80s and 90s grows, so does the prevalence of dementia. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia and affects memory, decision-making, communication, and self-care. Currently, over 97,000 people in Minnesota have Alzheimer's disease, and that number is expected to increase 17%. By 2025. Michelle Barclay, the Vice President of Programs at the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota, says the impact will be universal.
We expect that by mid-century, there'll be about 14 million Americans with Alzheimer's disease. Currently, there are 5 million Americans with Alzheimer's disease. Nearly everyone will be touched by this, and it will be a disease that defines the baby boom generation if a cure is not found.
There's growing evidence that art programs for individuals with Alzheimer's disease improve symptoms like anxiety, aggressiveness, and mood. According to Michelle at the Alzheimer's Association, 70% of people with Alzheimer's disease are cared for at home, and opportunities to socialize can improve their quality of life.
Alzheimer's disease is a very isolating illness. People get it. There's a lot of stigma attached to it. It's obviously a very shocking thing to learn that you have the disease. And when folks are early on, they can do a lot of things. They have a lot of abilities. They just have deficits in short-term memory. But they're looking for that connection. They're looking for something meaningful and purposeful to do in their lives. And the museum provides that with these tours. It's intellectually stimulating. It's socially stimulating. People have a good time, and they meet other people in the same situation.
An unexpected benefit of the Discover Your Story program has been the positive effect on spouses and caregivers. Spouses report that while on the tours, the disease doesn't feel present.
And I've seen many instances where someone who is quite impaired, who has a lot of deficits, goes into the arts program and they go with their spouse who is used to a certain kind of behavior. They go in the museum program. The person is inspired by an artistic piece and starts saying something about it or singing a song about it or remembering something in their life that they haven't talked about for years and years. And their care partner is floored by that and starts to see them in a different light.
And healthcare aides appreciate the opportunity to hear the person they're caring for express themselves in new ways. Carol Kuhlman is the social director at RACMA, a nonprofit organization that manages four residences for people with memory loss. She brings her residents to the Discover Your Story tours every month.
It gives them something new about the resident that they didn't know. There's no way that some of these stories would ever come out in normal day-to-day life or activity. So for us to be able to find something new about each resident is very special.
Handouts are distributed by the docents after the tour and have been found to stimulate conversation between museum visits.
We find some little memento that kind of ties into the subject matter that we've been discussing as part of the tour. And today it was a picture of a Japanese teapot and a candy that tasted like coffee.
Thank you. Right. Can I keep that?
Of course, I would love for you to keep
it. You can show that to Carolyn and tell her where you were today. Yeah.
The Discover Your Story tours are scheduled twice each month at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts and do require advanced registration. Groups who serve persons with memory loss are invited to call the museum to arrange for customized tours. All of the tours at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts are provided free of charge. I'm Susan Gray for KFAI Community Radio.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.